This is interesting. Scams Awareness Month. I love it. Great title because there are so many scams these days. We're going to be speaking to a lady I haven't spoken to for ages, Sue McCarron. Hello, Sue.
How are you?
I'm well. It's nice to speak to you again.
And
it's been a while. The only thing is you're not face to face.
No.
Not happy about that.
Unfortunately not.
No. Not happy about that. So tell us, first of all, about Scams Awareness Month. What's it all about?
Well, what it is across the country, fewer than 5% of people in the UK report scams. So Wirral Citizens Advice and Wirral Council's Trading Standards Team have said that it's time to fight back against scammers. And this is with all lots of CABs across the country and lots of trading standards organisations. And what we want to do is ensure that people... The scammers don't get away with conning innocent people. So people should report dodgy adverts or sales pitches to the authority or speak to a friend or relative first for any out-of-the-blue offers that they get on their doorstep by phone or by email. And May is the Scams Awareness Month, and it's over the course of the month the campo will highlight how people can be caught out through the scams. So they'll get postal scams and doorstep rip-offs and stuff like that.
So, are you surprised at the amount of scams out there?
Not really, no, because with the aid of technology, unfortunately, it's that much easier for people to be caught out. And people are so good at creating false websites and false what looks like a you've won this holiday or you've won this, would you like to invest in this and you'll make that. It all looks very official because the way that you can use IT now is you can create something that's very professional looking, that's so easy for people to be conned by.
Now, I always remember ages ago, somebody on the phone in coming on and saying we'd been given a letter telling us we'd won some euro money and
to send something
over, which he said, which I loved. He said, I believe I've won 20,000 euros. What I'd like you to do is, because I owe you 3,000, you take the 3,000 off that and send me the rest back, which I thought was a fabulous answer.
And that's the right way to do it, isn't it? And because we often, I even have had a phone call that says, oh, I'd like to tell you, Mrs. McCarron, you've won a holiday. Mm. I said, oh, have I? And is it free? Yes, yes. So where's this holiday? Well, it's in the States. Oh, lovely. I've never been to the States. And then when you actually say, right, so when is it? Oh, well, you need to pay for the flights. Well, it's not free then. Well, the holiday is free, but you've got to get there. Well, it's not a free holiday. So it is all about that old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
But are you surprised, Sue, at the amount of people that sadly fall for these scams?
Not really, because in the times that we're in for the last few years, people have been so stretched. Their money that's in their pocket is so stretched. They're working. Not a lot of people have ever had pay rises in the last 8 to 10 years. So they're living with a much more higher cost of living and trying to make that money stretch even further. So just being able to think, well, I could not pay for this, or, oh, actually, I might get something there for free, is sort of playing not to their greed, but to their, well, yeah, if I can get something for free, then why shouldn't I? It's the 3 for 2 and the 2 buy 1 get 1 free business. But in actual fact, it's just more stuff in your cupboard that you end up throwing out. So, yeah.
Take as long as you want and tell us about some of the scams that make you shake your head.
Okay, right. So some of the scams to watch out for are the online shopping and auction scams, where an internet shopper can get lured into buying a phantom car, a mobile phone, pets, and anything else you can buy online. And what they do is they use a range of tricks called, including bogus websites, spoof payment servicing, and a new nasty variation called second chance offers, which tempt losing bidders with bogus opportunities. So they might bid for something, lose, and then they said, oh, well, you were interested in that. What about this? Online property marketing, harvesting legitimate property details, posing as landlords, then going to the land registry, getting the details, and then selling the property, even though if it's proved to be fraud, the government is covered under the land registry department to pay back the person who's lost their home, but they could lose their home. Another thing is about internet investment fraud called boiler room scams. And this is that sort of high-pressure sales technique. And the buying shares is the most common product offered. But they also ask for investment in like land. So buy this piece of land in the middle of nowhere, and they will mine it for rare earth metals that will be worth a lot of money. But actually, it is just a scam. Things like dating scams, using online dating scams, they scam, groom victims into long-distance relationships using emails, instant messaging. And once they're confident of the victim's trust, they'll suddenly say, I've got a problem, my auntie's ill, this, that, and the other, and ask for financial help. So it's playing to their insecurities about, oh, God, if that happened to me, and that was me, I'd want a bit of help. But it's, even though it starts off fairly safe with long-distance emails and messaging, eventually they're there to try and get some sort of financial recompense out of you.
The list seems to be huge.
It is huge. It goes on and on and on. Courier scams, where people receive unsolicited phone calls posing as the police or their bank, warning that there's, oh, by the way, I'm ringing from such and such a bank. There seems to be a fraudulent transaction on your account about, like, for £1,800 or £550 for such and such a person. And then they'll pretend that they say, someone will attend your address officially, and you need to hand them over your card, and they will give you a replacement card. They physically go and collect the person's card off them, and they get a replacement fake card, which is of no use. So our information is, if your bank phones you, they don't normally phone you out of the blue, and they would normally say, listen, you need to ring our customer services department. They don't ring you and ask for information over the phone. They get you to ring them and report stuff, so you know you're dealing with the proper agency and things are happening the right way.
So it's a long time since we've had the emails from Nigeria saying that we've got some money tied up in the government. It's now gone and exploded everywhere.
Yes, it's all over the place. So it's more about making people aware. So if you haven't bought a ticket to a prize, you can't win it. So when they say you've won it, say, well, when did I enter? If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Contact your bank. Never give out your details. Take your time and resist the pressure to make a decision straight away.
It's amazing. Really, they should wipe every one of these out.
They should. But the bad thing is, Pete, when they will only be able to wipe them out if people report it.
Yeah.
So there's a number I'd like to give you, and whether you can put it on your website.
Of course you can.
And it's called Action Fraud. So what to do if you've been scammed. So you report it to Action Fraud on 0300 123 2040.
Do it again slowly.
0300 123 2040. And that will do two things. It'll tell them about the scam and it will help stop it happening to other people.
What frightens me also, Sue, is that these people are making a lot of money out of people's misery, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's millions of pounds. It's not just hundreds of pounds. So you can get advice and report it to Wirral Trading Standards or any national trading standards organisation through the Citizens Advice Consumer Service. And here's another number.
Yep.
It's 0845
0845
40 40 56
40 40
50 and then 6.
Yep. So, Sue, the scamming seems to be, and it is Scamming Awareness Month,
yes.
But they've got to, it's not just a month, is it?
No,
it's
no,
12
it's
months a year it for is. The rest of their lives.
It is, yeah.
They've got to be so careful.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of a quote from our chief executive,
yep.
And our new chief exec is called Damon Taylor, mm-hmm. And his quote is, scammers can't continue to get away with fleecing people out of their hard-earned money, and we want to fight back against scams. It's a disgrace that scammers often target elderly people with sophisticated scams such as posing as their bank or a phone company. And people regularly come into us with heartbreaking stories about con artists taking their money. And it's important that people know what to look out for and what they can do. Anyone who's unsure about someone asking for their financial details should check it with someone they trust and then report anything that sounds dodgy to their local Citizens Advice Bureau or the number I gave you before. And you can get the lowdown on scams by visiting citizensadvice.org.uk.
And what's interesting that you said before is that really major companies just don't do it.
No.
A bank just does not ring out the blue, or email out the blue.
No, and big companies.